So whose idea was it to release the Dig as a soundtrack?
Actually, that idea came from Angel Records, because LucasArts approached them about licensing some Wagner for source material, and they basically turned around and said, tell you what, why don't you just, you know, give us a CD of the game score when you're done, and we'll let you have the Wagner for free.
Wow.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah. So you've been scoring games as far back as 1990's The Secret of Monkey Island.
Right.
And you've seen the evolution of game music into what it is today. What do you see as the biggest advancement in game music right now?
Well, obviously, the long-awaited goal of actually using live orchestras is actually starting to happen more and more. And that's something that I'd love to do someday. And pretty much anybody who's a composer of orchestral style music would love to have it done with a real orchestra. And that's finally happening. We were talking about that for years and years and years. Someday, and now we're actually seeing it. So that's pretty big. Mm-hmm. The other major evolution, of course, was at a certain point, roughly around the time of the Dig, digital music instead of MIDI music started to become common, and that really, of course, opens up all kinds of creative possibilities with live players. So just even if you're not doing a full orchestral score, just the ability to bring in live players and sweeten up MIDI tracks is a really big advantage that we have these days.
Okay, now the Dig is an absolutely beautiful score. I have to say that.
Well, thank you.
Do you think, look at yourself as being sort of the pioneer of the orchestral the orchestral type of score to a game?
Oh, definitely not pioneer. Maybe bushwhacker might be a better term. We had to sort of work through all kinds of issues to get the digital music going. But once you get into that realm, it's the natural mode for composers who write in that style. It was great to have been one of the first to be able to do it, but that train was coming through for sure.
Okay. Now, I'm lucky enough to own a copy of the Dig. Now, do you think we'll ever see a re-release of the Dig music? I know it's out of print right now.
Right. I have no idea. That would be great.
Okay. Now, if you were to write the score for the Dig today, how would it differ from the score you wrote 10 years ago?
Higher production values.
Hmm.
I wouldn't just be using, two or three synth pads. I'd really try to orchestrate it in a lot more conventional orchestration styles with more textural changes and that kind of thing. I mean, I think the mood it creates is really good, but at the time it was like, wow, this isn't MIDI music, and in the ensuing 10 years, it's the production values have gotten a lot higher, and so I would certainly want to get up to that level.
Mm-hmm. What was the feeling that you had when you first saw those pink and purple clouds and your music being heard over that?
It fit. I really liked it. It was like, okay, this is working.
Cool. So now, how do you think that the music for the Dig would be regarded in, let's say, 50 to 100 years from now?
You mean if? I that would be wonderful if it's even, if anyone's even aware of it then.
Okay. Now, you're also listed as a programmer as
mm-hmm.
well. What did you contribute to the Dig?
The IMU system.
Just the IMU system?
Yeah.
Okay. What does the future hold for you?
Oh, good question. Love to do more composing. I'm doing some software work right now in the graphics domain, which is very interesting. Doing a lot of playing a lot of Irish guitar and some rock and roll, so just kind of keeping busy.
Has there ever been a movement afoot to get it to transfer it over to an orchestra? And I know there have been concerts. People have talked about video music concerts. I think that would be a fantastic addition.
I agree. I think it would translate very nicely. So hopefully someday that'll happen.
The Dig is fantastic. It's been a on my computer for several years.
Cool.
Through many systems.
Wow.
As well as the score. I stumbled across it in a store in Toronto. I picked it up and didn't really think anything of it. I really enjoyed the game, and then it's become one of my favorite soundtracks of all time, actually.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
And now, if this was ever to become a movie, which it originally, from what I understand, that was the original concept. It was supposed to be like part of Spielberg's Amazing Stories.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be a part of the would you want to do a movie music the movie music as a translation?
Oh, I'd love to. That would be if that opportunity ever came up, I'd jump at it.
Looking back on the 10 years between now and when the game first came out, do you have any final thoughts on either the future of video game music or your sort of memories of the dig?
Well, I think that those early days were very kind of grassroots and homegrown. Everybody was doing things for the first time, and in the ensuing 10 years, game music has really grown up. There's a lot more structure. There's a lot more sort of professionalism, I guess you might say.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that overall that's a good thing. And I think that the one challenge that it creates is that it makes things a lot more competitive. And I think that game composers are getting used to that, and they're just going with it and still doing great stuff.
Well, I'd like to thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Rob.
It's been fantastic speaking with you today.
Likewise, Rob.